You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Before we get into our entree talking about email, did you see the story about escalators?
I might have. Refresh
so,
me.
So now there is a city, and as soon as there's one, there will then be others. There's now a city that is banning people from walking up or down escalators. I cannot stand still on an escalator unless I'm hemmed in by people. I want to walk. I feel...
Well, then take the stairs. Why don't you take the stairs then?
If that's an option, I do it.
You're on it.
Like, you know, at Coors Field, they have a bunch of escalators and they also have stairs. I'll be the stairs guy. I don't like...
Well, it makes you feel... Taking the stairs next to the escalator makes you feel superior. That's the bottom line. Yes, it does.
No, I'll tell you exactly what it is if you want to know.
Tell me.
I feel like an idiot standing still on an escalator that's going slower than if you were walking.
Yeah, but they're there for relaxation. They are there for you to just relax. Especially if you're at Coors Field, you probably had to park 40 miles away. Then you're walking all around the stadium to get your snacks and find your seat. You want that 30 seconds of relaxation. These dogs are barking, Dom.
Boy, are you delicate. Wow.
That's what the escalators are for.
I just walked in from the parking lot. I've got the vapors.
Not me.
I need to settle down.
I'm just defending those that need to relax a little bit on the escalator.
I think it's a...
Look, I know
in
what
some
it
cases,
is.
In some cases, it's important.
Yeah.
Because there are some places where it really helps. But in most cases, just getting on there and standing there, I feel like a doofus. So I'd rather just walk.
Do you pass people? I mean, are you like on the left? And you're squeezing by them as you walk up?
I have. Yeah.
That is a jerk move. I'm sorry. Jerk move.
I kind of disagree with you. I think getting there and just standing is kind of a jerk move because you're going
slower.
That's
what they're for. They are meant to stand on.
It's like at the airport where they have just the moving sidewalks. They're not escalators. They're just the moving.
Yeah.
They go slower than if you were walking alongside them. So people get on them and then they just stand there. I'm like,
well, how fast do you want them to crank them up? You're going to fall down if you crank them up too fast.
Well,
and again, how much are you walking around the airport looking for a Cinnabon? You want that few minutes just to stand on that moving sidewalk and eat it.
I got news for you, fatty. If you're getting Cinnabons, you need to be walking. Anyway, this town has banned walking on escalators. They say they want to cut down on the number of people getting hurt by moving on the escalators.
I'm for it. I'm all about it. As long as you don't sit on it. Remember all the stories I've told you? My dad, in the years in the fire department, the kids that he'd go to the mall because the kids were all sitting on the escalators as it was going up, and they didn't stand up fast enough, and it would suck like your shirt down in. He's like, and it would grab you, he said, and take a chunk out of your butt at the top if you don't stand up fast enough. It'll suck you in.
When we're kids, we all do stupid things, and I'd say they got it coming, right?
It's just a warning. Don't do that.
All right, so you and I can disagree on
we
that.
Are.
You're a lazy bones, and you just stand
I'll
on
stand
it.
I'll stand there. I'll take five. I'll take five. I'm all right with it.
The question before the panel today is, why don't people respond to email anymore? I did something last week, and then I saw a story about it after I had done it. But... too many times in history, we will send emails about things, and let's just say people are lax about doing something. So last week, I sent an email, and I CC'd like five people, including the boss.
Dun, dun, dun.
And the boss was the first person to respond. And he was like, hey, Dom, thanks. This is great. We need to get somebody on this right away. And within 5 minutes of that, boom, boom, other people were saying, yeah, we're getting right on that. We're going to do it. And I realized if you want people to respond to your emails and actually do things, but I feel bad for the boss now, you got to CC them on it.
Sure.
Because otherwise, people are just too relaxed, and they're like, nah,
we'll
get
let
to
it
that,
pass.
I get to
that's
that.
Just dumb again.
It's Dom asking for more stuff.
Dom, yeah.
He's the guy who passes us on the escalator.
Yeah, he's always
looking down
at us.
Right. Now, I talked to my wife about this, and she recalled her days in sales, and she said she felt like a narc when she did that.
It's essentially, yeah, you're a tattletale.
But she said, I did it anyway. She goes, I found that often that's the only way to get something done is to CC several important people.
You got to get them in the loop, Dom. I've got to be in the loop. Get them in the loop.
Why don't you think people respond to email anymore?
That's too easy to
blow
stuff off.
Too busy surfing Facebook?
Yeah, it's just easy to blow people off on email anymore, you know? That or you just get buried in it. Like, I'll come in some days and it's like, oh my gosh, you got like 50, 60 emails you got to go through. And the ones at the bottom, you're like, whatever, I'll get to it. And then, you know, weeks pass. And there's a lot of, I mean, we've got a lot of moving parts here. We got four radio stations going.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of moving parts, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I don't do it a lot. I've done it a couple times.
When did you do it? Like when you felt like something otherwise wasn't going to get done?
Yes. And it was a, you know, I threw a manager on it for a department, you know. And then it kind of got done. A lot of times they'll even blow it off. So
everybody's blowing off
they
all
are.
Of emails.
How does anything
these days?
Get done? I'm more apt to, in the days of in-office working, I'm more apt to walk down the hall and just talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
I found that's a little more beneficial than the email. Because it's the whole email that, because you know they're probably reading your email. I'm not saying you were snarky, but in some sort of snarky tone or like an attitude. It's the bad thing about emails is they're reading it the way they want to read it, and then they're getting offended for no reason.
I agree with that.
And then they don't get anything done.
It's a great form of communication and a horrible form of communication.
Sure is.
All rolled into one.
That's why you just got to walk down the hall and have a little face-to-face. Get them in a headlock, you know? You get things done.
There are other inventions out there, but it is one that springs to mind that is in both camps, one of the best inventions ever and one of the worst inventions ever.
Mm-hmm. It really
right?
is.
Right? Because it's one of the best because the instant, I mean, come on. You used to have, if it wasn't a phone call, you'd have to put something in the mail.
Right.
And it might be a few days. This was instantaneous communication.
It got done.
But because of that, it gets abused. And don't even get me and Jeremy started on reply all.
Yes. We
don't
hate
even
it.
Get us started on that.
Well, that's the bad thing about what happened with yours. You tossed me on it, too, and then all of a sudden, I'm getting the 15 reply alls. I'm like, Dom.
Yeah, but stuff got done.
Got done, though, supposedly.
All because we put Dave on it. And you put Dave on it, it's like.
Dave's the man, that's why.
Dave gets stuff done.
Yep.
If you've got comments, 303-691-1MIX, or you could email us. Wouldn't this be funny if we actually got people to email us today about this topic?
Yeah, or call us now and tell us the thing that you've been sending out that you've been trying to get done at your office and it's just not happening.
Uh-huh.
Would love that.
And maybe it never dawned on you to CC certain people.
You could put us on your CC within your company email.
No, God, no.
We'll get it done for you.